I think the legislative leaders and also the governor were both have been talking about an $80 million tax break. We're not looking at any tax increase. We're very, very fortunate. The state of Utah right now is better off financially than any other state in the country.
Newly elected Senator Chris Wilson is serving on the Senate's Taxation and Revenue Committee. He and other lawmakers from Cache Valley updated constituents on this year's legislative session during a Zoom town hall on Thursday. Representative Casey Snyder of Paradise explained one of the bills he is sponsoring, House Bill 66, which is related to the police powers held by county sheriffs.
It's directly in response to what we saw happen in May of this year in our capital city, which was you had a mayor putting political pressure on a city police chief to basically more or less stand down in a time of crisis.
A bill allowing lawful firearm owners over 21 to conceal carry their firearm in public without a permit was also discussed. All of the legislators representing Cache County, as well as Representative Joel Ferry of Brigham City, have signed on to co-sponsor this legislation.
You know, our new governor has indicated that, you know, depending on what the final package looks like, but he's is supportive of this as well. So it's got a good chance of making it to the finish line.
You can watch the next virtual town hall on the Cache County Republican Party Facebook page on Thursday. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.